3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the program. That is the lovely sound of our technical engineer producing type person right behind the glass there. His name is Stephen Labadie, and yes, that was him as clearing his lungs. Yeah. Must have hurt you to scream like that. Are you jumping off that thing?
Yeah, my throat hurt the next day.
Derek Brandeo, Dan Marino running the ship at the fan, keeping us off the rocks, hopefully. Yes. We'll see. My next guest, Sarah McMichael. Sarah is the market development specialist for Ontario Parks. Ontario has over 100 operating provincial parks. See, most people did not know that and still don't know that. They're located in virtually every corner of the province. Some provincial parks will be extending their operating season this year. Yeah, well, you know, weather's changing. It's not that bad. So, they'll be extending into the fall, and it won't be long before the big crowds start arriving for the celebration of fall colors. To talk to us about that and more, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. So how many parks are extending this year? I didn't realize that we are adding some new parks to the fall deal.
Yeah, so we have 6 of our provincial parks that offer camping that are extending their seasons this fall.
Oh, cool. And what's how long are they going to be open?
So they're either extending to Thanksgiving or the week after Thanksgiving. We're just finding that people are interested in camping kind of later into the season these days. You know, it's actually a really beautiful time to go out camping. The camping season ends in the summer, right? But it's still such a nice time later into the fall.
And I'll tell you, if you're not a bug person, this is the season for you to go camping, right, from here on in, because that's one of the side benefits, obviously. Now, Sarah, it was a tough start this season, wasn't it? The high water levels at the beginning, and we had a lot of rain. It was a late winter thaw. So I guess this is kind of really appreciated, being able to extend like this.
Yeah, I think so. Like you said, the weather can be really unpredictable in the spring and the summer. So I think for people who maybe usually go camping earlier in the season, it could be a great option to start planning your trips later in the season. Fall colors is just such a nice time to be out in the provincial parks. You know, once you get to mid-September, you can kind of see those colors starting to come up. And it's a nice time to be out. So I think more people should look at shifting their trips to that time of year.
Is it correct here? I'm reading that there's a movement towards the RV and the trailer camping. Is that on the increase?
Well, it continues to be very popular. I think what we're having is the demographics of camping is shifting a little bit, right? You know, some of our kind of core campers are aging a little bit, and maybe they don't want to sleep on the ground anymore. So we see people more interested in things like RVs or roofed accommodations, like cabins or yurts. So we have lots of options for all those different things, depending on what you're interested in doing when you go camping.
I absolutely love yurts, by the way. You mentioned the right word. Yurts. When I hear yurts, I just want to go. I want to go right now. I just love
them. They're awesome. Yeah. I think more people don't really know about them, but it's such a nice option if you're just, you want to go, one step above sleeping on the ground or sleeping in a tent. You know, you're like, I still like camping. I still want to get out there, but I don't really want to sleep on the ground. The yurt is like perfect. They're pretty nice.
Tell people where they can find a yurt.
So we have yurts at many of our provincial parks. So if you're ever wondering about, what parks have what services and what's available, we have a great tool on our website that's called a park locator. Basically what you can do there is you can go through a list and you kind of check off the things that you're looking for, and all the parks that offer those will pop up for you. So if you check off roofed accommodation, yurt, that'll show you which parks have yurts and where they're located in the province.
Stephen, did you mark that down?
Yes.
I want you to check out yurts for me.
We always want to do a show.
I want to do a live show from a yurt.
It would be so cool to do that. You see, whenever someone mentions a yurt, you're like, let's do a live show.
From a provincial park. A yurt in a provincial park would be, that would signify to me that I've hit the pinnacle in my career.
We could shoot it so we wake up in the morning and always just connect and we're in our pajamas, having our coffee, talking to everyone on air.
I'm in. Sarah, I understand you've got a kind of a special, an interesting arrangement, let's call it, with Zipcar. First of all, what is Zipcar? and tell us what the arrangement is.
Yeah, so we have a partnership with Subcar. So they are a car sharing service. So the way it works is you order like this card, and they'll send it to you. And basically you can book trips. You can book, cars to rent for the weekend or for the week or whatever via an app in your phone. And it loads this to your car. Basically, you pull up to the car and you just kind of scan your card and it lets you into the car. It's pretty cool. So we have a partnership with them where selected Zipcars in Toronto actually have provincial park passes included with the car. So the idea is that, you live in the city, you want to get out to provincial park, but you don't really have a way to get out there. You can rent the car and you can get complimentary access to provincial parks by renting the car. Additionally, Zipcar donated $2 for every new membership they got in July and August to us, which is just amazing, and they're a great organization.
How's it working out? People embracing it?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're seeing more and more, just as our population is so urbanized, right? People do need a way to get out to provincial parks. Not everybody lives in the country. Not everyone even has access to a vehicle. So I think this is a great option for kind of the urban younger demographic who live in the city, want to get out there, but maybe don't have access to a vehicle to get to a provincial park.
Now, if you wanted to take it to the next step, because unfortunately, a lot of those people you just signaled out also don't have a license. I can't believe the number of people in their 20s that do not have a driver's license. So what you need to do now, Sarah, is figure out how to get a driver involved in this, right? That could do, I don't know, like an Uber thing,
Yeah, I mean, well, hopefully you can do like a group trip, get a couple friends together. Hopefully one of them has a license.
Recent media releases, it mentioned something called iNaturalist. I think our audience would be interested in finding that out too. What's that all about?
I gotta say, iNaturalist has got to be the coolest app for anybody who is interested in the outdoors or in nature or anything like that. This is a must-have on your phone. So basically what iNaturalist is it's kind of like a social media, but for IDing species. So what you can do is while you're outside, you ever see like a cool plant or maybe like a tiny bug and you're like, what is this? I really want to know what kind of plant this is. So what you do is you download this free app called iNaturalist on your smartphone. You take a photo of whatever the species is and you upload it to the app. And what's going to happen is there's actually a community of naturalists that use this app, and they will ID the species for you. So they'll let you know what it is, where you can find it, that kind of thing. So not only is this a really cool way to kind of like get engaged in nature when you're outside, it's also really helpful from the science perspective because it teaches us a lot, right? Like it shows us where things are located, where they're migrating, that kind of thing. So it's just the coolest thing, and it's totally free. So people should definitely be downloading that.
Great for kids too. That would be wonderful. It's iNaturalist. I'll have to check that out.
iNaturalist, yes.
Fantastic. Listen, thanks for joining us this morning and shedding some light on the provincial park situation and the yurts. Big fan. I love yurts. More information is available at OntarioParks.com. Obviously, if you want to experience any of our wonderful parks, that's where you need to start, OntarioParks.com. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sarah McMichael, Market Development Specialist for Ontario Parks. And once again, that site is OntarioParks.com. We're going to have the iNaturalist and that Zipcar thing on our website, too, on ODJRadio.com.
Yes.
Wow. We're just so connected anymore, right?
Yeah. It's all we do is stay connected online.